Welcome once again to Cherish Ephesians 6:4, and this week's article is titled "The Trad Wife Predicament: Where Are the Trad Husbands?" So, in an article that I wrote last week called "Should We Fear the Rise of the Trad Wife?", I endeavored to make a case for the beauty and benefits of a marriage that featured the traditional roles for husbands and wives. My argument for traditional roles has its foundation in the biblical view of men and women in marriage, and how having God at the foundational center of a marriage results in blessings and joy not only in the next life, but also in this one. However, I'm not naive, nor do I have my head buried in the sand so much that I have not observed the problems in many, many traditional marriages. If you've followed any of my previous articles or videos, you will know that I regularly write about the effects of sin in our lives. I write about sin not because I want to be the person that focuses on the negative things or a quote-unquote Debbie Downer, but because we cannot understand how to live our lives without a very present knowledge of sin and how sin affects every part of our lives. As we think about marriage, we have to go back to Genesis 1:28, when God, immediately after creating man and woman, said, quote, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good," unquote. If I can say it reverently, God's declaration that it was very good may have been one of the all-time great understatements. In fact, it wasn't just very good. It was perfect, because God is perfect, and he could not create something that was not also not perfect in his creation. However, we don't have to read much further in the record of the first man and woman before we see that they chose to disobey God, and in that moment of disobedience, fell from their perfection and suffered the penalty that God had promised should they decide not to obey. Think about it. If Adam and Eve had not disobeyed God, they would have had the perfect marriage and produced many, many children who would have grown up and also would have been very fruitful. If none of their descendants chose not to disobey God, we would be living in a world today with husbands and wives who deeply loved each other, served each other, never got angry toward each other, and never had moments where they lusted for other things or people. I know, I can't imagine a world like that either. But that was God's original design for marriage. And here's the thing that all Christians must understand and live out in their walk with the Lord. There are many things that the Lord intended for his creation to do that are incredibly hard to do now that our entire nature has been corrupted by the effects of Adam and Eve's sin and the sins that we commit daily. But wait for it. He still expects us to do them. But how? Through the power of Christ working in us. Yes, marriage is hard because every human being now wants to control the situations they're in. They're led by sinful desires and are full of pride. We are not naturally selfless, nor is it our desire to serve others before ourselves. We offend our spouses, and when they offend us, we have great difficulty forgiving them. What once was something so beautiful when God created it is now the place giving us our greatest relational challenges. However, even though it is marred and distorted from God's original creation, it still offers the greatest opportunities for a deeply fulfilled life. So the young Christian lady says, "I want a traditional marriage with traditional roles for men and women," but surveys the landscape looking for a man who's looking for a traditional marriage, and finds very few prospects. Why is this so? Well, some of the reasons men are not thinking about embracing a traditional marriage are the same reasons women aren't looking to live out a traditional marriage themselves. Think about the following points and compare the outlook to a worldview that you would find in God's Word. 1. Their common definition of success and happiness is tied to wealth. Because accumulating money is a top priority, most men now expect that their wives will go to work and support the idea so they can obtain the material things that they want. They do not actively trust God to provide all their needs. They are much more concerned about finding a woman they're attracted to more than a woman that has a heart for the Lord. They do not want the responsibility of being the sole provider for their families. They do not want their work life to interfere with their personal avenues for entertainment. And everything that they've learned from the world tells them that having both spouses work will bring them greater security. And they do not have a deep desire to have children. And finally, typically, it was not modeled by their parents, that traditional family, traditional roles for mom and dad. They have not seen it in their lives. That being said, do I have a solution for the woman who wants to be a trad wife and needs a trad husband? Sadly, I do not. The world has bought into the lies of sexual revolution, and the damage to the culture is severe and long-lasting. I would only say that I suspect that you will only find a trad husband when you find a man that has a solid walk with the Lord and attends a strong Bible-believing and teaching church. Do not look for the most handsome man, but look for the man whose character reflects the love and servant heart of Christ. I have witnessed pretty Christian ladies who fell in love with the heart of a man and have subsequently wonderful marriages filled with children and joy. Pray earnestly that God will send you the right man, and, in the meantime, that he would give you a heart of contentment. Two final thoughts. For those of you who do not have a marriage with traditional roles for the husband and wife, I'm not saying that you have a sinful marriage or that God cannot bless you. Please note that the first article I wrote about this topic was a reaction to the article I read that criticized a woman who wanted to experience her marriage as a traditional wife. This article is a follow-up to that one, and I sought to address the obvious other half, that is, the trad husband, of the traditional marriage. However, as you think about traditional roles for men and women in marriage and how that may sound appealing to you, you might consider a long-term plan to make changes that would make your marriage look more like the marriages of old. Finally, I want to encourage parents to think carefully about what they're modeling to their children. Everything that we do has an effect for multiple generations. While we do not have a large percentage of young people thinking about entering into a marriage with more traditional roles, we can prepare the next generation to think of the trad marriage as a possibility for them when they are older. It's a lot to think about, and it requires a full-time devotion to your parenting, but that is what it takes to raise them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you next time.